Trains have always been the sound of Sugarland. These rails are on the route of the oldest railroad in Texas. It went right through the middle of town by the sugar refinery, and west of town through the heart of what used to be known as the Imperial State Prison Farm. In the 1920s, they had a prisoner there who would enshrine this railroad in song. History knows him as Leadbelly.
Leadbelly is a critical figure in American music because he introduced so many people in the 1930s to live Southern rural black music.
This is Kip Lornell, co-author of the most recent Leadbelly biography.
Midnight Special is a song that Leadbelly picked up while he was incarcerated at Sugarland. The title alludes to a Southern Pacific train that left Houston every night right around 11 o'clock bound for San Antone and points west. That's your Sugarland bound, let the Midnight Special. It was kind of a symbol of freedom, and it became kind of a cruel and tantalizing reminder that there was life beyond the fences of Sugarland. Let the Midnight Special. So many people have recorded it over the years. It's become really an American classic.
During his time in Sugarland, Leadbelly would learn many of the songs that would later make him famous. Another person who discovered the rich vein of song flowing through Sugarland's prison was Austin folklorist John Lomax, recording for the Library of Congress.
John Lomax was important because he realized in the early 20th century that prison songs and cowboy songs were an important part of American folk culture. He not only studied them, he actually brought equipment out and went to these prisons to record black prisoners, and some of his first stops included Sugarland, which was one of the most notorious places for a black prisoner to go in the 1920s. And one of the songs he comes up with was Ain't No More Cane on the Brazos, which has become one of the most enduring songs in American folk music.
But it ain't no more cane on this Brazos.
The song's title refers to yet another momentous change in Sugarland's history. Sugarcane disappeared. Why?
Because of economics of labor. It's a high labor-intensive crop.
This is Leon Anheuser, sugar engineer and Sugarland native.
At the time that it phased out, and that was in the 20s, the state of Texas was not doing prison labor for that type of activity any longer. Labor would have to come from somewhere else, and it just wasn't available. There were other crops that took a lot less labor and a lot less risk. Whereas cane, with the diseases that were coming in on cane, and this area is marginal for sugar cane due to the weather and frosts and freezes.
And yet Sugarland and its parent company, Imperial Sugar, both continued to thrive. That remarkable success story tomorrow as we continue with Ain't No More Sugar in Sugarland. I'm Wayne Bell for KUHF.
And ain't no more cane on the bread.